Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints of God, and welcome to another episode of Fire and Desire with your co-host this evening, Rodney Vini. Prophet Valerie is not with us tonight. She's taking a well-deserved rest, and we certainly want to decree the blessings of God upon her life in her absence. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight, I had the honor and privilege of introducing and hosting a very special guest, someone who I highly regard and esteem in the Lord, and certainly I'm expecting her to be a blessing to your life. She's going to be joining us shortly, but I'll just give her some sort of an introduction, a preliminary introduction before she calls in here. Her name is Dr. Nikku Morty, and she is the visionary leader of IGO Ministries and Africa Transformation Embassy. I've had the opportunity to travel with Dr. Nikku Morty throughout the continent of Africa on several occasions. Dr. Nikku Morty actually introduced me to foreign missions and international travel beginning in the year of 2009. Dr. Morty, are you there? Amen. Will she be joining us shortly? But Dr. Nikku Morty is a visionary leader, as I said, of IGO Ministries and Africa Transformation Embassy, whose headquarters is actually in Silver Spring, Maryland. I met Dr. Morty, I believe, in the year 2008 in a meeting that God orchestrated. Just so happened we both reluctantly attended this particular meeting on a Saturday night. And, you know, once the meeting ended and Dr. Morty gave us the end of the meeting, I realized that somebody was in there that particular night. And Dr. Morty had a similar testimony. She was reluctant to come into this meeting. But we connected at the meeting at her conference. And when she shared her vision, I could really discern and I could really see the passion for what God had called her to do. And I knew right away from the very moment that this was the woman of God. Purpose for me to be a part of it. So we've been co-laboring, Lord, since that time. And again, I have God as someone God has called for such a time as this. And as Dr. Morty comes to share tonight, I'm certain that she's going to share some more about the vision that she has for the continent. We'll talk about some of the experiences that we've had in our travels. Certainly, Dr. Morty is a seasoned traveler when it comes to international travel and foreign missions, and I've learned a whole lot. I've learned much from her on that front regarding issues and international travel. I will be forever grateful for God using her to open up that door for me, to extend my sound beyond, you know, even states, United States. So, again, I'm introducing and presenting to you Dr. Nikku Morty. Dr. Morty, are you there?
Do you hear me?
Yes, Dr. Morty. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you, sir.
And thank you again for joining us. And we certainly are grateful and excited about having you join this Fire and Desire episode, Blog Talk Radio. I was just sharing with the listening audience a little bit about you and how we met and things like that. And and I've shared, you know, how we met in 2009 and, you know, the reluctant meeting that we both attended. And I was sharing how I've had the opportunity to travel with you, Dr. Morty, to Tanzania, Rwanda, and most recently Malawi,
yeah,
where ATE hosted conferences. And these conferences that ATE, which, you know, the synonym for Africa Transformation Embassy, these conferences are designed to empower leaders to impact their sphere of society. Dr. Morty, why don't you share a little bit with the listening audience about your background and share regarding your vision for Africa. Let's just let the people hear your heart and what you believe God has placed you in the earth to do and how you actually got started with this work that you engaged in today.
Amen. Thank you so much. It is an honor for me to be in broadcasting with you. Pastor Rodney, I really appreciate, and Valerie, that I look forward to meeting her during
Amen.
Our conference in May. I hope she will come. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the opportunity for me to be here. But I started with the mission, started when I was young at home. I was born in Tanzania. I was a child. My family is a large family, so I came knowing that it's good to share. So when I was at home, I started from my Jerusalem, my Judea, my Samaria, and now to the uttermost part of the world. I was born again when I was 8 years old or 6 years old. I just fell in love with Jesus. I did not doctrine. I did not theology. There was something about Jesus that attracted me. I fell in love with him. So I just wanted to do whatever was required of me. As I grew up, I just loved to tell people in my village, especially girls, to say, fall in love with Jesus, he will make you happy. It was
Amen.
A childlike faith. But I'm so grateful to God because he uses anybody who is available.
Anybody.
So from there, I started, going to different countries. Now, concerning the Africa Transformation Embassy, it started maybe 4 or 5 years ago. The ministry that I have had since I've been in the United States is IGO Ministry, International Gospel Outreach Ministries, going into all the world in order to fulfill the Great Commission. But my world started with my neighborhood, the people that are closer to me, my village, my location where I am. So once we were faithful to do that, then God started opening doors. We really didn't pray to say, God, open doors for us to go overseas. No, it was just by taking one step at a time, then God opening doors. So because we have been praying for the continent of Africa, really for the world, but Africa being the focus, just like Jesus came to save the whole world, but he had a focus, he came through the Jews. So with me being an African, so I focused to pray for Africa. And this prayer was not just a general prayer. We were very specific because God spoke to us. He gave us a strategy calling every African country by name and every president by name, saying those things that are not as though they are. And also here in the United States, because we were here in the United States, we were calling every state by name. Now,
Amen.
Through that, God started leading us to take another step of faith. So you have prayed. Now be part of an answer to those prayers. What does that mean? Start helping people. So your prayers have to have action. After you have prayed, take action. You don't just sit down to wait God to use somebody else. No, we who are praying, we have to take the action to see God solve those problems that we are praying for. So that's
Amen.
Why we're now going to different countries. But we are so grateful. One thing that excites me, because God is faithful. He is faithful. He does miracles without us looking for miracles. Once we are doing the little thing that we know how, it is like the story in the Bible of a boy who gave the only lunch that he had, the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and God multiplied. That's what I've seen in our ministry. That's what I've seen in my life. Just being available to do whatever is necessary to help somebody, to encourage somebody, to inspire somebody, and then God continue to open doors. So I was so thankful to the Almighty when I obeyed him to come to that. Really, I didn't obey him. I was like complaining to come to Virginia where I met you. And you have been a blessing not just to us, but also to the people in Africa. Because
Amen.
All the time, come to teach them all the time, and you have educated boys who otherwise wouldn't have hope. So these are the things that I'm so excited about you, about other people that we'll be meeting, to say things to be done, and to require just simple faith and willingness to go.
Amen. One of the things that you shared, Dr. Morty, is you shared that the strategy that God gave you for prayer and intercessory prayer. And I think that that is very important. And I think that that is something that I'm praying tonight that those who hear this this broadcast in the weeks to come and leaders who will hear this, I pray that that will speak to some leaders in the United States even to understand the importance of having a strategy, having an effective strategy. You know, we believe God wants to do a lot of things, and we pray, we spend a lot of time in prayer, but sometimes the strategy needs to be changed. We need to shift. You know, the enemy adapts to us. And if we never make any changes or we never shift our strategies, then the enemy can adapt to us, and he can hinder the progress of the work that we have been called to do in the earth. So thank you for sharing that strategy. So I know, Dr. Morty, your group, you all pray on the third Saturday of every month. Just to reemphasize, you know, what Dr. Morty shared, on the third Saturday of every month, there's groups not only in Africa, but here in the United States. Dr. Morty's headquarters at the African Transformation Embassy headquarters is actually in Silver Spring, Maryland. And on the third Saturday of each month, there's a group that gathers, and there's other groups that gather. And like she said, they're calling out the name of every country in Africa, and they're calling out the name of the leader or the name of the president in that country. And they're calling out the name of leaders in the state, and they're specifically praying, declaring things concerning these nations, these countries, and these leaders. And I think that's so important. I think that's so profound. Again, I believe that that's a similar strategy that God wants to have some of us to adapt. Amen?
Amen. In fact, Pastor Rodney, this strategy of calling names every third Saturday, it was not meant for us as a group. It was really for the body of Christ. Regardless,
amen.
Body of Christ to unite on the third Saturday, meaning whatever they are, but on that specific day, we all say those things that are not as though they are. So what does it mean? If I know in my area or in my country or in, for example, in the United States, there are things that are not right, we all unite with one voice saying those things that we want to happen. Because the Bible says, righteousness exalts the nation, sin is a reproach to any people. So now imagine if all of us across the United States on the same day we'll all lift our voices to say, thank you, Lord, crimes are eliminated in the United States. Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Amen.
All these killings, you know, innocent, whatever we feel in our spirit that God is leading us. So we have been calling those countries, not just in Africa, but also here. But the unfortunate thing, if you are doing alone as a small group somewhere, thank you, God, he hears, but it still to be more powerful if all of us, we will unite. And this is a strategy I believe with them, even the terrorists used. Although God gave us since 1993, concerning the third Saturday. But when September 11 happens, it really made me understand the importance of unity. They united to do evil. They changed the world. Now, God is calling the body of Christ to unite to do good or to declare his purpose upon our communities, declare his purpose in our nation. Then imagine what will happen. That's a strategy that God gave us. And even now I wrote a book concerning Never Forgotten to encourage people to say, regardless who you are, God is looking for you. God is waiting for you to just embrace him and know that he will use you.
Amen. Amen. And so since you mentioned the book, Dr. Morty, let's talk a little bit about the book that you've just written. Actually, this is probably about the third book you've written.
The fifth book.
The fifth book. My goodness. Bless God. So this is the fifth book that you've written. This one is entitled Never Forgotten. advice for God's, for all God's children. And just share a little bit about the book. Was there a particular, what were you sensing God saying, or what was your, what were you being led to, what was your objective in writing this particular book?
The objective, besides I say about the objective, what I was sensing God saying was his children, they are praying all the time. The Bible says, before you even ask, he already knows.
Yeah.
So which means when we gather in our prayers or whatever, we always talk too much. Sorry to say that, because I'm part of prayer meetings. I'm part of prayer organization, prayer movements. We have all night vigils. We pray. But you see our prayers, most of the time, we talk problems, which is fine.
Right.
But now if continuous our prayer meetings are focused on problems, that's why many times the results are very little. I'm not saying that God doesn't answer prayers. No, he does. But now he said, listen, you have matured. Like Paul, I think in 1 Corinthians 13:11, he said, when I was young, I spoke with a child. I thought a child. Now I have matured. He's calling Christians, he's calling the body of Christ to say, listen, I've heard your prayers. I know you are concerned. But now change the strategy. Sometimes just come have intimate relationship with me. Praise
me. Amen.
Thank me. Then you will get all those prayers that have been hindered. Because sometimes the prayers are being hindered because we just talk too much, then we leave after we have prayed. We don't wait to hear what God is saying.
Amen.
The prayers that we have prayed. So the book, the objective is really to encourage those who struggle with a relationship to relate to God as their father, to know that he's your father, he cares for you. To encourage them to say, listen, don't worry what the past is or to how, whatever you are feeling, regardless of who you are, God cares for you. And also to uplift those who pray the hardest and nothing seems to happen. To
Amen.
Say, you have prayed, you have prayed, you have prayed, you have prayed. But now change the strategy. Maybe now start just praising him as your father.
Amen.
To Amen. Say, thank you, okay? Another one, to awaken those who no longer see the need to pray. To say there is need to pray. Because I know I've met in life some people who don't seem like they want to pray. They don't see the need to pray. But I encourage them. I say, you have to cultivate a habit of prayer. Prayer is really talking to God. And talking to God as your father. When you have a relationship, I even said in the book, when you have a relationship with someone you love, you want to talk with them. You want to be intimate with them. And when you spend time with somebody you love or you are intimate with, the results are always the best. I said in the book, you know, some miracles, I don't have to pray. I just say, oh, thank you, Lord, you are solving this problem.
Amen.
He does
Amen.
It. Why? Because Amen. I've developed a result, I've developed an attitude of talking with him as my father, and my father who cares with me so much. And in fact, one example I said, because of my relationship, I don't say I know God all of it. No, I'm still learning. In fact, the more I want to know him, the more I find that I don't know him. The more I hunger to know him, the more I desire to be with him, the more I desire to talk with him. So in my hunger to talk with him, sometimes I can meet somebody. For example, one time I was preaching, I think it was in Africa, and a person was driving me. After we finished the crusade, the meeting, he just said, Dr. Modi, please pray for me. We have been praying, my wife and I, we don't have children for 11 years. They have been married, they didn't have children. Once he said, pray for me, I felt in my spirit, no, I wouldn't pray for you. But I'll give you my scarf. I said, here is a scarf. Give it to your wife. You will have children. And I left. And I remember, I think, Brother Apostle Rodney, you were with me. When we went to Dar es Salaam, a man came, hugged me until I fell down. And I asked, why you are hugging me so much? Because I was embarrassed. He said, you gave me a scarf. Now we have three children.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
And I could say many, many miracles that God has done. Not because I'm a good prayer warrior. No. Because I try to have a relationship with God as my
yes.
Father loves me.
Amen.
Speak
Amen.
Him, talk with him. And my prayer is not to talk so much about problems. No, I talk more about how good he is, how faithful
Amen.
He is, how powerful
Amen.
He Exalting is,
him.
How he can
Amen.
Solve all my problems. Yeah. So that's the
Amen.
Book I've written to say, let us change some of the strategy just in case you feel that you are praying too much and the results are very little. Change the strategy. Just start
Amen.
Being intimate with him.
Amen. On page 87 of the book, I'm just going to read a little bit of this, Dr. Morty. It says, this book is to help God's children take stock of their lives in order to move from glory to glory. Let us have a reality check on our lives. Can you honestly say you are fulfilling what you were born to do? Or is your life just routine? Maybe you are caught up with doing or supporting the norm and what is popular, and you are tired and frustrated. You feel there's more to life, but you do not know what to do. Do not give up. God is waiting for you to turn to him and talk with him intimately, not ritualistically or religiously, but relationally. And I think that's powerful right there, Dr. Moore. That, again, that's on page 87 in the book. The book is, again,
you have the book with you.
Yes, I do. The book, again, is entitled Never Forgotten, Advice for All of God's Children. I've read this book. It's an easy-read book. It's not one of those books that you struggle to read. I recommend highly this book. It will bless your life. I have some copies of this book personally that's available. Dr. Morty, what other ways can anyone get a copy of this book who might want to purchase a copy?
They can get a book through TET Publishing or Amazon, any internet. Amazon, they have the book, or they can get from me, it's okay. But they can get through Amazon.
Okay, so Amazon.com has the book. Again, the title is Never Forgotten. And the author is Dr. Nikku, Nickku Mordi, Mordi. Amen. It will bless your life. So get a copy of this book. Dr. Morty shared numerous testimonies that I have witnessed with my own eyes in traveling with her, and certainly she's traveled extensively in her homeland. You heard her say earlier she's actually Tanzanian born. She was born in Tanzania, and she the Lord led her to move to the United States later in life. Now, Dr. Morty didn't share these particular details of her life, but she actually came here to the United States, and Dr. Morty was trained at ORU. She attended ORU, Oral Roberts University, and had her, ministerial training done there, and she's resided in the Maryland area since that time. She's married to a great man of God, Elder George, who is a great person and someone I think highly of as well. Such an awesome man who supports the work that Dr. Morty has given her life to. And I always bless the Lord for Elder George because of the support that he gives her. Dr. Morty travels extensively, weeks at a time. And Elder George is always so supportive, and I thank God for him. And certainly that is a blessing. But in addition to the conferences that you host and coordinate and things like that, which, again, are designed to empower leaders, you're also, ATE is also involved in many humanitarian projects, water wells, sponsoring students. Talk a little bit about the humanitarian projects that ATE is involved in.
Right, right. Thank you, Pastor Rodney. That's my heart. That's my heart. If anything, even to empower leaders so that they can help. We have a school in KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa, a training orphans, AIDS victim, really giving education to young people. And also we have a school in, we are trying to build a school in Tanzania for orphans in Mlandizi. That school we have had for almost, how many years? 8 years. It is still very slow. The process is very slow because we are looking for partners who can help us. That's why you took the two children you educated, Pastor Rodney, that now are doing very, very well because you took time to support them. And also, just last month, we have built a water well in Mwanza, that is in the northern part of Tanzania. And also, we are trying to build a clinic for the Maasai in Dar es Salaam. Maasai, they are very unique people who are nomads. So many of their children are dying, really, literally dying every day. Because I know I've been there two times. I'll see children. The next time I go, they are no longer there because they've died. So my heart is bleeding for them. I want to find people who will help us to build a clinic. Next year we'll be going to the Maasai. So these are the things that we are trying to do. And the well, you met Pastor Chade in Bukoba, who went well because the place where we went, they didn't have water. So those are the things that I'm trying to see how we can partner with people who are willing to do this. And let me encourage the listeners, it is not how much money someone has, it is the willingness to help.
Amen, amen, yeah. Amen, amen. So I remember, Dr. Moody, one of my experiences, if I could just share a couple testimonies that come to mind. On our first trip, my first opportunity to travel to Africa, we went to Tanzania. And it was a three-week mission trip, and we traveled throughout three different parts where there were conferences. We started out in Dar es Salaam, which is the capital, and we left there, and we went to Mwanza, and then we ended up in Bukoba.
Right.
But and I had the opportunity to share the word of God, and certainly God used me to speak into the lives of many people during those conferences. But the highlight of the whole trip, the three-week trip, the highlight for me was on the last day of the trip. When we came to the airport, you actually coordinated that I would get an opportunity to meet the two young boys that our church had sponsored their education. And that just blessed me to no end, and it actually brought tears to my eyes because I met these two young boys, and I looked at them, and they were so bright, and they were so energetic and just truly grateful for what had happened, what God had made, allowed, you know, empowered us to do and things like that, so that they could be in school and get educated and have a bright outlook for a prosperous life. It really brought tears to my eyes, and I was just sitting there as they were talking and I was sharing with them. I was just sitting there just thinking, how many more children are so well-deserving of an opportunity just to be educated? We so many times take it for granted. In the States, because, you know, it's so readily available. But there's many children in Africa, you know, if someone doesn't help, you know, they're not gonna get that opportunity. It's just like Jesus when he told the disciples that the people had followed them, you know, for some days, and he told the disciples, we're going to have to feed the people. And disciples were like, you know, well, let's send them home, you know, let them go home and get something to eat. You know, what we're going to do out here in the wilderness, you know, to feed all these people? And Jesus said, no, he basically said, no, we're going to have to do something to help these people.
Amen.
Because if we send them away, some are not going to make it. He said, some are not going to make it, trying to make it back home. And we as the people of God have got to understand that there are some people are not going to make it if we don't do what God purposed us to do. And so there's always opportunities in the humanitarian projects that ATE is involved in. There's always opportunities to sponsor children's education, to be a part of, you know, a water wheeler, and be a part of establishing a school. One of the other testimonies that I wanted to share, Dr. Marty, with you is the fact that I think it was in 2011, we went to Rwanda for a conference. And we went to Rwanda for a conference, and during this conference, there was a group that traveled from Tanzania to Rwanda. Now, Tanzania is a totally different country, so they traveled by bus, you know, like 2 or 3 days just to get to this conference.
And
it was a group of leaders, a group of pastors, and they, some of them only had bus fare to get to this meeting. They didn't even know how they were going to get back home. They just felt that they needed to be in this meeting. And so they, by act of faith, they were willing to take a step of faith and get on this bus and travel 2 or 3 days to get to this conference. And I never forget, one of the pastors stood up in one of the meetings that we were having, and it was testimony service. And he shared, he said, as a result of the teaching that you all have given us, he said, I have started a school.
And he shared,
this is Pastor Shen, but he shared about how he was teaching children English in his hometown. And it just blessed me because, you know, we don't see that in the States. You know, we teach people and we speak into people's lives all the time, but to see that type of result immediately from the word that has gone forth, we don't see that because, again, we take it for granted. And so that blessed me tremendously.
Amen.
And, you know, from the very first trip that I took with AT, I was totally convinced and persuaded that this work is of God, and this work is having an impact. It's actually transforming lives, as the vision states, in the continent of Africa. I also want to share this. I totally vouch for the integrity of this woman of God. I've traveled with her. There's no expensive, you know, jets and things like that, even though we believe God will provide that in the days to come. The headquarters is not elaborate. The monies that are donated, the monies that are given, basically are all going towards the work.
Oh, 100%.
100%. And I can vouch for that because I've seen it. 100%. This woman of God is not wrecking off the top to support her lifestyle. She's sacrificing to make these things happen for the people in Africa. So I encourage those who are listening, who will hear this message and this recording, this broadcast in the days to come, to prayerfully consider becoming a part and sponsoring a child, you know, becoming a part of, you know, of establishing a water well in a town, or becoming a part of helping the school get off the ground, or just becoming a part of, you know, what this woman of God and the work that God is doing through her, just becoming a part of that. I believe God will honor you and bless you for doing that. Amen.
Amen. Personal, I just want to add something that you said that is a reality. Okay. There's no country that we have gone where we held conference, we don't make immediate impact. And why I'm saying this, because we hear from leaders, we hear from people say, my goodness, you have challenged us to do something. And because myself, I'm not paid, I don't say, if you give me $100 to send to the people, $100 will go to the people.
Amen.
Because of integrity, because of that faith to help the people, not for me to get advantage of it, but to help the people, God honors it. I just came from Congo, we have been to Congo 4 times, but this time I went by myself and I asked the pastor, I said, why did you didn't allow me to come with anybody except myself? He said, because Dr. Modi, I know you are teaching. We wanted to soak everything because we have people who want to start cleaning the roads. We have people who want to do projects to help others. That's why they called me by myself. What am I saying? Our heart is to see change coming into the lives of Christians, that they will be productive, they'll be happy, they'll be empowered by Jehovah to do something for somebody else.
Amen.
So, Pastor, thank you for saying that. Because many people, they wonder, since we are non-profit, they think maybe the money goes in America or they stay here. No, every cent goes
yes.
to somebody.
Yeah. Amen. Dr. Moore, we have about 9-10 minutes left. Is there a word from the? Is a word that you would love to share, like to share with the listening audience as we close out this session? Is there something the Lord has placed on your heart that you would like to share at this time?
Since we have just celebrated Easter, I was really touched by the story how Jesus loves us. He died for us.
Amen.
I mean, he came so that we can have life and life more abundantly. But there's a story in Acts 9 concerning Saul when he was persecuting Christians. Jesus told Ananias, that's Acts 9:15. He told Ananias, he sent Ananias, he said, go, I'm sending you to Saul. And Ananias was refusing because he thought Saul was a persecutor of Christians. But Jesus, the statement that Jesus said, that's what I want to leave the listeners. Jesus said, go pray for Saul, for he is a chosen vessel for
yes.
me. He didn't wait for Saul to repent to be chosen vessel. He didn't wait for Saul to change his ways to be a chosen vessel. While Saul was persecuting Christians, he was
That's
on
good.
His way to Damascus to kill, to destroy. But yet Jesus said, he is my chosen vessel.
Amen.
Many of us, we have done all kinds of things. I want to encourage the listeners. You are a chosen vessel. And
Amen.
A vessel not of wood, but a vessel of honor. No matter what you are going through, know this. Jesus died so that you can live. He was despised so that you can be honored. Jesus died for you. He is alive. He has overcome all situations. Saul was a sinner, a murderer, but yet
yes.
Jesus saw him as a chosen vessel.
Amen.
Just like the scripture in Psalms 8:5, where he said, he has crowned you with glory and with honor.
Yes.
So
yes.
you are special before God. All you who are listening, and I thank God for you for taking time to listen to this broadcast. I hope we'll hear from you. May God bless you. Know that you are a chosen vessel.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Dr. Morty, before we close out tonight, please give the listening audience contact information. Is there an email address that you would like to share? Certainly give the website address so they can go to the website for ATE and see more information on the humanitarian projects and the schools. There's some pictures posted there that you can see and get even a better idea of the work that has gone on and is continuing to go on in various countries in Africa. This work is expanded throughout the course of the years that Dr. Morty has been doing this work. And again, if you go to the website, you can certainly see and some pictures and things like that that will give you even a greater appreciation for what Dr. Morty has done, what God has done through Dr. Morty. Dr. Morty, will share your email address and any other information, contact information
okay.
that you'd like to share at this time.
My email address is igoministries@yahoo.com. igoministries@yahoo.com. And the website is www.atembassy.org. A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Eva, M for Mary, B for Boy, A for Apple, S for Sam, Y for you, and .org. That's the Africa Transformation Embassy website. Now I talked about I Go Africa for Jesus prayer movement that we pray. I also have a website that is africaforjesus.org. It is all one word, africaforjesus.org. Or you can check our YouTube channel for some videos at our channel, that is Africa for Jesus channel on YouTube. May God bless you. And my address, I am on 11247 Lockwood Drive, Suite B, Silver Spring, MD 20901. And our telephone number is 301-593-0333.
Amen. 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 Dr. Boyd, I remember one of the trips, you know, you were talking about the book and the importance of having intimacy with God and the prayer life that's intimate with God. And I just want to share this before we leave the broadcast. One testimony that I always remember and share with in speaking engagements that I have, remember there was, I believe we were in Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam, and Dr. Morty always has a team, ministry team, and when we're doing these conferences, especially the larger conferences, there's usually anywhere from 3 to 5 different people that's part of the ministry team that's going to be speaking. And on this particular trip, there was probably about 5 of us, and you know, some of the team had not brought you know, the funds that was you know, told them that they needed to bring. So Dr. Morty, being the leader of the other group, she's kind of taking responsibility. She's the mother hen, so she's taking responsibility for making sure everything gets paid. And one of the things that you will learn about Dr. Morty right away is wherever we go, wherever we travel, if it's the airport, if it's the hotel, she's always seriously, you know, about excellence and making the right impression and representing Christ in whatever arena we find ourselves. And I've seen her several times, you know, instruct the group and the team, you know, make sure you speak, you know, properly with the right attitude to these people and things like that. Make sure everything is paid, that we don't leave anything unpaid, or we not, you know, leave things, you know, in disarray. And she's always conscious of that, always, you know, making sure that gets done. So on this particular trip, she was pondering. And I was sitting at the table with her, and she's like, you know, they didn't bring them money. And she's like, you know, I don't have enough, you know, to cover all these hotel bills. And I never forget, she had just said that out of her mouth to me, sitting at the table, but her phone rings.
Yeah,
and she answers the phone, and it was her sister. And her sister was telling her, I have just wired you the exact amount of money that she needs. And that's the type of thing I have seen with my own eyes on several different occasions as I have traveled with Dr. Morty. I have seen this woman walk in faith. You know, I preach faith, but I witnessed a real-life example of someone walking in faith when I met this woman of God. This woman of God has never let. She's never let obstacles such as not having stop her from doing what she knew God had sent and intended her to do. And so she would take that step of faith, believing that God is going to provide. So that is just one example of many testimonies that I have witnessed with my own eyes of not only someone walking in faith, but God being faithful to his servant, because his servant is about his business, fulfilling his purpose in life. Amen?
Amen. And before you go, please, because I need a prayer because of just what you have said, the May conference, May 14th through the 19th in Tanzania. We have leaders coming from different countries. They all expect us to help them. So please, if they can pray for us, then people will donate. Because some of them really, at least we tell them they travel, but we need to feed them and also to accommodate them. We need about $5,000 for the conference to feed the people who will be coming for May. So please pray with us.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Morty, would you close us out with a word of prayer? Just pray for the listening audience.
Father, thank you. You are faithful God. Thank you for your people who have been listening. I pray that, Lord, someone has been encouraged, someone has been inspired, someone have been blessed by this audience who have been listening. I pray the Holy Spirit will continue to bless them. There's no mountain too high that you cannot climb with them. There's no pain that they are going through that you cannot soothe them. Therefore, Father, thank you for this evening, and thank you that even next time when they meet again, you continue to bless them. To you be all the glory. We decree and declare that we are victorious and never victims of circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.
God bless you, Pastor Rodney. Thank you so much for having me in the air.
Amen. God bless you. Let me You feel that, Dr. Morty?